Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Schilling. Batting second. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Lou Clinton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Williams. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eddie Bresud. Batting eighth. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chet Nichols. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Chet Nichols. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tito Francona. Batting second. The second baseman, Mike De La Haas. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Joe Adcock. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Al Luplow. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jerry Kindle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mudcat Grant. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mudcat Grant. And now, play ball. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling takes first base on ball four. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. De La Haas fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Geiger moves to third. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kindle fields it and throws to home to get Geiger. Yastrzemski moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike De La Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. De La Haas takes first base on ball four. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. De La Haas moves to third. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Bresud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresud strikes out. Two outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bresud scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Grant reaches second base with a double. Kindle moves to third. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chet Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. DeLaha scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 1 in the game. Geiger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Karl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0 for 1 in the game. Clinton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mike DeLahas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLahas is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. DeLahas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 1 in the game. Kirkland hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Alvis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. DeLahas moves to second. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0 for 1 in the game. Adcock strikes out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. Romano hits a line drive into left field. Yastrzemski picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Yastrzemski. DeLahas scores. Alvis goes all the way around to score. Romano moves to second. It's Red Sox, 2, Indians, 2. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0 for 1 in the game. Luplow strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 1 in the game. Malzone hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Luplow. Malzone reaches second base with a double. Eddie Bressoud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressoud is 0 for 1 in the game. Bressoud takes first base on ball 4. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 1 in the game. Nixon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Malzone moves to third. Bressoud moves to second. Chet Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 0 for 1 in the game. Nichols strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Grant strikes out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 2 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards first. Williams scoops it up and throws to first, with Nichols covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Geiger hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Francona. Geiger reaches second base with a double. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Geiger trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Yastrzemski moves to third. One out. Luke Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0 for 2 in the game. Clinton takes first base on ball 4. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kindle fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Mike DeLahaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLahaz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. DeLahaz strikes out. One out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 2 in the game. Kirkland hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Nixon for a passed ball. Kirkland moves to second. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Alvis takes first base on ball 4. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0 for 2 in the game. Adcock hits a line drive towards center. Geiger catches it and throws to second to double up Kirkland. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Malzone hits a fly ball into center field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Bressoud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressoud is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bressoud takes first base on ball 4. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Nixon hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. DeLahaz catches it and throws to first to double up Bressoud. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Romano hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0-for-2 in the game. Luplow strikes out. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kindle hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, Indians. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Grant takes first base on ball 4. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-3 in the game. Francona hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grant moves to third. Mike De La Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. De La Haas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. De La Haas hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. De La Haas reaches second base with a double. Grant scores. Francona moves to third. It's 5-2, Indians. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kirkland hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Francona tags and scores. De La Haas tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 6-2, Indians. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Alvis takes first base on ball 4. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0-for-3 in the game. Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Felix Mantilla pinch hits for Chet Nichols. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Schilling hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Geiger hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-3, Indians. Karl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Clinton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Lomaby now pitching. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Romano hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-3, Indians. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0-for-3 in the game. Luplow takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Kindle hits a pop-up towards short. Bressuit settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Grant bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Luplow moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Francona hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike De La Haz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. De La Haz is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. De La Haz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzahn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards third. Alves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Malzahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzahn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Malzahn hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Bressuit takes first base on ball 4. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Nixon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bressuit moves to second. Roman Mahias pinch hits for Jack Lomaby. Roman Mahias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahias hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Kirkland takes first base on ball 4. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. Alves hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schilling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0-for-4 in the game. Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Adcock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Schilling for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Geiger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Grant, and towards Kindle, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Geiger moves to second. Two outs. Luke Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Clinton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 7-5, Indians. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 4 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. DeLaha scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Boston Red Sox, 5. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.